The last week, we've been able to speak up the fact that a senator, Senator Abraham Darrell Dillon, flew business class on Delta Airlines to the United States of America and posted a photograph on his Facebook page. Amid the backlash in the public, he came out and denied the fact that he flew business class. He claimed that he had gone to the business class to talk to some friends. When we dug up the story and found out that he actually flew business class, his supporters began issuing threats to us on social media. And then another politician, Bernard Urey, the former head of the coalition of political parties, went on the rampage to various newspapers and sought to write or post articles against me and my newspaper. And one of the editors he spoke to sent us text message he shared with this editor suggesting that he could use money to go after me. So that's the basis for me suggesting that this has been a very challenging week for me.
In your letter, you said that some officials of the opposition collaborating political parties have in the last 42 to 72 hours been planting stories with other local news outlets, some referring to you as paid to play. Is this really true?
Well, apparently, the former leader of the opposition, CPP, Coalition for Political Parties, Mr. Urey, was unhappy with the article we published because he's a former ally of former President Charles Taylor. And we were raising issues about his association with the former Vice President, Joseph Boakai. Apparently, he's unhappy about it, and he took the route of suggesting that we were being paid by another opposition politician, Mr. Alexander Cummins, head of the Alternative National Congress, to write against him, Mr. Urey. So I think he felt that the article was unfair to him, but the route he took was to go after us by planting stories in other newspapers and threatening that he would use his money to destroy us.
I asked that question because one of the banes of journalism in many African countries is the lack of editorial independence, because most often the powers that be are constantly bribing journalists. Does your paper receive money from opposition and government officials to publish favorable stories for them?
It's a practice in a lot of African countries, James, but our newspaper try our best. And in fact, we have a zero tolerance policy in our paper regarding receiving money to publish articles. A lot of times people call me and ask me, how much would you charge to publish a story? And I tell them, we only charge for advertisement. We do not charge for stories. But you know, the challenges in Africa is difficult. So sometimes we have problems where an individual reporter would do that. And we have fired one or two reporters for doing that. So our policy is very tight and strict about that. We do not accept money for stories.
What do you think this means in terms of your paper continuing to do the good reporting that it has done over the years?
For me, James, I think it shows that we are doing a good job. I think that it shows that we are unrelenting in our pursuit of the truth. We are unrelenting in our pursuit of being objective and unbiased. And we continue to tell people that we have no malice against anyone. We have no vendetta against anyone. We're only doing the job of reporting the news. It may not be pleasing to the ears of some of those we cover, but we strive to do the best we can all the time.
Rodney, thank you so much. It's so nice to talk with you.
Thank you, James. I appreciate it.